We're so glad that you're here today at Grace Bible Church. In our call to worship today, I want to draw your attention to Luke chapter 2. And we read in verse 1, "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed." Someone said that the IRS is in the Bible. I don't think that's a reference to them, but they probably could use that if they wanted to. Verse 2, "And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius, the governor of Syria, and all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea under the city of David, which is called Bethlehem. Behold, he was of the house and lineage of David." I think about how all the things came together in God's timing concerning the incarnation of Jesus Christ. World events are no problem for God. Amen. Moving in a heart of a king to make a decree that all the world should be taxed and they have to go back to their hometown. And it just happens to be the same time that Mary is about to give birth to the Christ child. There are no accidents in the will of God. There's a great lesson to be learned in all of this story that's given to us. And by the way, it's not a story as fiction. It's a true story. And it gives us the underlying factors that all came together in the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. But we are reminded here that God is in charge of all things. The timing, the people, everyone that was there at that particular time, where they were to go, Bethlehem of Judea, prophesied hundreds of years before, was the place where they had to go in order to be have the census taken and pay their taxes. You see, folks, our God is not small. Our God is omnipotent. Our God is beyond borders. Our God is beyond the sphere of this earth. That's, you know, we think about the size of this earth, and boy, we're going to go to Mars soon, and we're gonna live inside of suits on Mars. Boy, that's going to be great. Well, we know somebody that lives beyond the expanse of the universe who envelops all of it, and it's God Almighty. And I want to remind you at this Christmas time that the celebrations that we enjoy at this time of the year should be understood in the light that without God, there is no celebration. There is no Christmas without the true coming of Jesus Christ to this earth. And so I want to call your attention as we sing the hymns this morning, as we enter into prayer together, as we worship the Lord and the Word of God, I pray that we'll have a mindset that understands that the coming of Jesus Christ is the fulcrum upon which our life exists, and that we might have a spirit and attitude that reflects that.